Sunday marks the 75th anniversary of President Franklin D. Roosevelt signing the executive order that authorized the internment of U.S. citizens of Japanese descent during World War II. 2 months after Pearl Harbor, the order relocated 117,000 Japanese Americans into camps. Idaho's Minidoka site housed 10,000 Japanese for 3 years. Once the war was over, no one wanted to talk about the internment. But one man, Robert C. Sims, felt differently. This history professor at Boise State University spent more than 40 years researching what happened, and the Minidoka site in particular. After his death, his family donated 67 boxes of his papers to BSU. These include oral histories, photographs, books, and interviews. That collection has recently been opened to the public. Dr. Shale A. Stryker, head of special collections and archives at BSU, gave Samantha Wright a tour of the collection. She says the body of work represents Sims' passion and dedication to preserving this difficult piece of Idaho history.
This is how he dedicated his life. He collected pictures, slides. He went out and talked to people. It's about the people for him. So he talked to descendants and he talked to residents and he talked to anyone he could to gather all of this information. And it wasn't just about the camp and that it existed. It was also what went on there. So he did a lot about the military, art, education, and all the different facets of what went on at that camp. And so he has presentations about all these different topics, not just that it existed and that this happened, but it's for him, it was really about the people.
It looks like he had pictures, he had slides, he had a little bit of everything.
He did definitely have a little bit of everything. And this is one of the things that we do in archives is, you know, he spent more than 40 years doing this research, and now we get to preserve it permanently and make it available permanently. So what he did will continue to live on.
So show me some of what you got here. What are we looking at?
So I have slides. We have copies of oral histories and also personal stories. He found copies of diaries and letters and other things. It wasn't just anything that came out later. He tried to find every scrap of information he could. The children there actually went to school. He found copies of student papers of them writing about their experiences and what it was like to live at the camp. Maps and a lot of newspaper articles and a lot of reproductions of photographs as well. There was a yearbook that came out and a newspaper. You know, they kind of made this look as if it was just, you know, a camp. Not that they were forced to go to, but a place that they wanted to live. And within there, they have the maps, they have pictures of all the people and lists of all the people, as well as descriptions of, you know, the religion that was going on there. They talk about, here it says, clothing allowance, the housing, just a wide variety of things that they did. They had a choir, they had band. I mean, from the outside, it kind of looks as if people were enjoying themselves, but you know, they were still forced to be there. And the pictures, these are some of the pictures that document what he called daily life. And, you know, someone at the dentist and what an inside of the apartment looked like.
We're looking at an actual yearbook that came out of the camp like you would, like a high school yearbook kind of thing.
That's exactly what it looks like. And it, you know, anyone could pick up their high school, college yearbook, you would see the same thing. It's the organizations, it's the people, it's activities that happened while they were there. Photographs, lots and lots of photographs.
You've looked through a lot of this. Mm-hmm. Anything stand out to you? Any story or thing that you didn't know maybe before about Minidoka that that really sticks out for you?
I think the student papers are one thing that really jumped out to me because these were kids writing about what it was like to be relocated into a camp against their will, but not fully understanding what was going on.
And this is one of those papers?
This one is actually called Freedom. And the student wrote, "Well, this is my opinion why I don't like to be living out here in Idaho. I don't like it because there is not enough freedom out here as we used to have in our own states. This is not only my opinion, but many others that I know." And you read these and you see the emotion of it, and it's just something that you can't capture by reading a newspaper article or reading reports or any of the other things. These are these students who they just wrote about exactly what they felt and what it was like there.
At the time.
At that time.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Cheryl A. Stryker says the Robert C. Sims Collection on Minidoka and Japanese Americans is open to the public at special collections at the Albertsons Library on the campus of Boise State.